Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
So this is Rotations. My name is Megan and this is the wonderful Radiothon episode. Here in the studio, I have Joe. Joe, how are you today? Oh, hang on a sec. I've just got to put on the... Here we go. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's a bit chaotic. It was a bit of a rush.
Well, it's a quick changeover. That's what we do here.
Very, very quick changeover. And yeah. I was actually on the last Radiothon show. So it was Freedom of Species and we had a big rush of people who were texting in, which is fantastic. Yeah. And also in the studio, we actually have Ash, who was the winner of our trivia. So Ash was actually texting in on his way here. And we do have to point out that Ash didn't know the answers to the questions. He had no idea what they were.
He had confiscated his mobile phone before he walked into the studio.
Well, most of them were sounds.
He was super amused. Like, yeah, he got the animal ones, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't get any of the really tricky, you know.
So normally Rotations is usually a music-based show. And we do have lots of music today. And the music theme today is radio for some reason. So we've got the Radiothon, it's Rotations, and all our songs are radio themed. But we are doing so well. So our Radiothon target for the rotation show is $900. Joe, do you want to go into some detail about how we're doing?
Yeah, like you said, we're doing pretty good. We've had already some donations before we went to air, obviously. So we've had a great donation from Brendan. And Anonymous is very popular, so thank you so much.
So generous, Anonymous. Thank you.
They've done some donating. There's more than one Anonymous. Did you know that? There's one, two, three, four Anonymouses.
And they seem to be everywhere, like all different suburbs as well. Yeah.
They're silent, but they like music, which is very... very refreshing.
Which is fantastic.
Yes. So
absolutely.
We can't typecast Anonymous, you see.
No, we can't, but they are very generous. And what's our total at the moment? So target is 900 for our rotation show.
And I believe that our total so far is $549, which is pretty good.
That is amazing. So that's as we go live.
Yeah.
That's what we are. So
indeed.
it is 2:03. So we're 3 minutes into the show and we're already $549 of the 900.
And there's even a music program called Music Matters has donated to Rotation. So
because they love music so much.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Thank you, Music Matters.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Indeed. And Louis and Peter and Sebastian. Thank you all. And I hope you're listening.
Great.
And so Rotations hasn't got an intro theme because that's the whole point. It's the whole point that – do you want me to tell you the little spiel about what Rotations
– I was actually going to ask you about Rotations and what it is.
So, it began already about nearly 4 years ago, which is extraordinary because a show was finishing off on Sunday and we had a gap. The programming subcommittee had a discussion and we had a gap – and we didn't know what to do. We didn't want to do a repeat program or anything like that. And then we just thought, oh, we'll just do, I mean, it's a music program. But we thought, no, we got to do it so that because a lot of the programs here are talk-based, we thought it'd be great for some of the talk-based presenters just to get away, refresh themselves and have fun for 1 hour playing music that they like or inspires them. And there was actually no parameters. Except one parameter was that we didn't want a repeat of top 40 music or anything like that. Maybe some old stuff would be okay to play because that's not necessarily on the radio all the time. But the whole point was to be quite eclectic and just and also for the presenter to promote the program that they do every day of the week or every fortnight of the week or every month, depending what it is. So it was just a more sort of a family thing about what 3CR is all about. And so it was originally just going to be, you know, temporary. And then we thought, no, that's it's been really popular with the 3CR volunteers because
yeah, it's been a smash hit success.
Yeah, and it's most of the broadcasters get very surprised when we this. I mean, I'm Joe. I'm the music coordinator at 3CR also.
And you do such an excellent job, Joe.
Oh, man. But thank you. But then we've got a couple other people, Brendan and McKelly, who do a lot of the coordinating. We've all got and different people know us from the station because there's a lot of the weekend crew and the nighttime crew and that sort of thing. So I don't necessarily see people in the daytime. And so it worked out to be a really good training ground as well for new volunteers that have done the radio course, and it gives them real live-to-air experience, and hence even some of the crew from Freedom of Species.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quite a number of us. Yeah, so that's our point. Yeah.
I mean, for me, Freedom of Species has been fantastic. I love music. And one of the things I realised about a lot of my music is it's in languages other than English.
Mm.
And one of the things I love to do is popularise and get languages, music in languages other than English out there. And one of the shows that I did on rotations, and I feel this is really, really important, and we've discussed this before, is showcase, songs. I actually brought someone in. So my father is Welsh. I brought in a Welsh speaker and he played songs in Welsh language. Mm. And I would say, what is this? What is this song? And he would say it in English, and then he would also introduce it in Welsh.
Yeah.
And I want to do more of those
because totally.
We have so few, radio stations that really feature songs in languages other than English. Mm. And also another thing that Rotation does is feature local artists as well.
Yeah.
Big on featuring local artists, big on featuring artists, queer artists, Indigenous artists. It's that part of that whole 3CR theme of giving a platform to voices, and in this form, musical voices, who don't normally have a platform in mainstream media, which is so important.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And myself and Ash have actually done a rotation show, and Ash was all about punk. So actually, it was vegan punk, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was vegan
that's
punk.
That's a whole serious genre.
Serious subgenre. Absolutely.
I know that part.
That's right. So it kind of gives everyone. So the hosts are different hosts from different shows, but they platform things that are important to them. And obviously, a lot of these hosts are people who have social justice issues as a central part of their ethics, etc. So they are often platforming music and musicians who are central to that social justice platform, which is fantastic. And this is why Rotations is so important. This is why I was so excited when I found out about Rotations. And this is also important why Rotations exists as well.
Yeah.
And Rotations wouldn't exist as a show without 3CR. So 3CR Community Radio gives Rotations a platform.
Mm.
And this is why we're so happy to help out with Radiothon. Mm. And so the total for Radiothon, if you haven't heard, so we need to raise, I believe, $275,000 to keep the radio station running for another year. That's how much it costs
running. It's interesting. We're halfway through it's all of the month of June, but we go pretty heavy this first week, and also we're doing a lot more in the second week. So we're halfway there, folks, so that's pretty good going, and I think a lot of people, everybody's information bombarded, so we'll give them a few more reminders during the coming days.
And before we go to our first song,
because
that's what Rotations is all about, please do, if you want to make a donation, please give the studio a call on 9419 8377. That number again is 9419 8377. But if you don't want to speak to someone, you can actually text in your pledge to 0488 809 855. I'll repeat that number again, 0488 809 855. No donation is too big or small.
Correct.
Everything counts.
Yep.
And any donation over $2, I believe, is tax deductible.
Definitely.
So keep that in mind. We have $351 to make to reach our target, and I think that's doable live. So let's see how we
definitely.
Go. And also, I wanted to say, if you want to text in and give your friend a shout out, or profess your undying love to your your partner, or ask us to sing Happy Birthday birthday, because guys, you don't know this, but if someone asks us, makes a donation and asks us to sing happy birthday, you're going to sing happy birthday. So get us, you know, text in, make a donation, and then give us a message that you want to give to someone. It could be that you want to say to, you know, your mate, you're an idiot or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. We'll just do it. Keep it family friendly, but we'll do your shout out. All you need to do is make a donation and we'll do it for you. So our first song, and keeping in radio theme, is Radio Gaga by the beautiful Queen, by the absolutely supremely talented Freddie Mercury. Oh. You cannot have a show like this without this show. So without this song, let's go to Radio Gaga by Queen.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rotations, and that was the beautiful Radio Gaga by Queen. Now, in the break, we were actually talking about some fun facts about Queen.
They're a very underground band.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody knows them. But I think, Ash, you had some facts about that particular song. Is that right?
Yeah, so the video clip actually used footage from the 1927 science fiction film, The Silent One, Metropolis.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was played a lot on MTV and stuff like that. One of the highest. What was it? The highest.
What year? Did we say the year?
1984.
Ah, oh, you see.
Yeah.
1984.
I think they had a couple of hits by then.
Yeah, a few. Just a few, yeah.
And you also had some.
Well, I had some trivia because when they came to Australia to play Sunbury. they played Sunbury.
Oh, Sunbury.
And the controversy was, I'm pretty sure, you ring up if I'm incorrect, but they were the only band that got paid at that Sunbury because they definitely asked for a few dollars to appear at Sunbury.
Yeah.
And it blew Sunbury out of the water.
I wonder if they asked for US dollars.
Yeah. I can't remember whether it was the 75 version of Sunbury or 74. Yeah.
All musicians should be paid for their work.
Hey, we're talking the 70s,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You reckon it? That's why the trajectory's gone down.
Yeah.
It hasn't been going up to some degree. I mean, obviously there are some musicians that can make a living full-time as a musician, but not many musicians can, unfortunately.
No.
And it's even worse since that wonderful pandemic that we had.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because I always say to people, what happened when we were in lockdown here in Melbourne, we were in lockdown during the pandemic, what did you do to help your mental health? You listened to music. You read books, or you listened to podcasts, or you watched television. Mm. You benefited from creators. And that's correct. How we get through. That's how we get through life. And so, you know, we can devalue creators and we can say, oh, no, you should do it for the exposure. However, in times of need, what do we do? And in particular myself, I turn to music.
Who were the first ones to donate to any social justice cause, tragedy, whatever? Artists do a benefit straight away.
Yeah, the people who don't have money.
Yeah, that's right. Always.
Exactly. Oh, and sorry, forgot to mention here in the studio, we've got an addition. We now have four people
extra
in here.
Phantom voice here.
So we have Brendan in the studio. So now we've got myself, Meg.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Thank you for joining us. We've got myself, Meg. We've got Joe. We've got Ash. And we've got Brendan. And we're all here. This is a bit of a special rotations show. It's the Radiothon show. Yeah. So we are really making a push to get to our $900 target. So our Radiothon target for rotations is $900.
Yeah.
900 smackaroonies. How much have we got to go to get to that target?
We still got $351 to go. And we had some more donators. So David.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
Zero. Thanks very much, Zero, for your wonderful.
Excellent. Oh, that's
donation.
Not the amount.
No,
okay.
Zero. It did sound like that.
David donated zero.
Our standard is so high that even zero
gets your name. Gets your name mentioned.
Yeah. And Amy. Thanks, Amy. I really appreciate it. And like I said, many 3CR new volunteers get a chance to, once they've done their radio training course here, get a chance to get some real live to air action, and they can do this show and bring in a guest if they want, or somebody, and pick any theme they like. And if my memory serves me correctly, you've done some good Norse episodes.
Oh, love me some Norse fusion music. And that it ties into the idea of me. I don't know why, just by accident, most of the music that I like is in languages other than English.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like the Icelandic, the Finnish.
You brought in a blacksmith at the same time to do some sort of studio sounds.
Oh, no, I'm a blacksmith.
I'm just kidding. I knew that. That was a segue.
Joe, you have ruined the surprise. I actually have a show coming up all about blacksmith songs.
Well, no.
So there you go. That means that's what this show enables you to do, things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I would not be able – where else would I be able to do a show all about blacksmithing? And I've got another one, upcoming show, Songs of Middle Earth, because I'm a huge dork.
Okay.
So you can look forward to them. Anybody else got any songs, shows that are coming up? You want to announce?
I want to shout out to Madison Moffat, who does Queering the Air, which comes up after this show.
Yes.
Madison's done some really wacky shows.
fantastic. That's exactly what Rotations is all about. Do you know any? Can you name any of them?
Well, she had one called You Gotta Be Kidding, which was just full of really weird off-the-wall comedy songs.
Fantastic.
But really off-the-wall stuff, you know. And she also did one recently called In the Doldrums, which was full of just incredibly sad songs.
But there's room for sadness here at 3CR.
Well, we've got a new band that called, what are they called, Bleak? If you got Adelita from Magic Dirt, you got Mick Turner and the other Mick Harvey, and there's a drummer from Art of Fighting, and the new band and new record coming out in October, and they're doing gigs in August. They talk specifically about a lot of the music they've been involved in is quite dark. But the contradiction is that people who like that sort of music actually find it very inspiring to let out their feelings of darkness, because, as you know, being into Norse, part of light is darkness. We have to acknowledge the darkness.
Two sides of the same
to appreciate the lightness, and vice versa. That's how that tug of war always happens.
I think a lot of artists also are fueled by a lot of darkness inside them, and creating music is a way of controlling it or releasing it or doing something beautiful with it. Mm. And music means so much to just so many different people. I would love people to text in and tell us what music means to you. So just text us through. So 0488 809 855, what does music mean to you? Mm. It means so many things to so many
people. Medicine. It's a health issue.
Yes. Yeah. Release, joy.
Yes.
Yeah. Connection. And
and we've got all these therapy things, music therapy, art therapy, surprise, isn't it?
Mm.
To make people feel good. And guess what happens in aged care facilities?
Yes.
They have music a lot, and they have art making a lot. Surprise.
Mm. It's actually interesting because there's been some studies done. If you play music to people of the era that they were in their prime, there's actually a whole bunch of positive side effects that go into that. So including positive side effects, not just for like mental health, but also mental acuity. They can tend to do cognitive tasks better.
Yep.
And also physically, they can tend to move around more. Music is very, very powerful. I once saw a video. There was this beautiful woman, and she was a pianist, and she couldn't do too much. But when she heard the music that she used to play, she was able to move her fingers and play on the piano. It just so many inspiring things. You know, music means so much to so many people. Yeah.
And can I mention that if people are very curious or just happen to be listening at the moment to this program called Rotations, that you can listen back at 3cr.org.au/rotations. And we go for about 3 months or something, 4 months of programs. And usually we have the title of what the program is about. So you can just check it out, audio on demand. And see what you reckon.
Yeah, an amazing back catalogue.
What was the last episode? What was the episode you did on April 27th?
I think that might have been the Welsh one.
Okay.
I think.
Was it the
Oh no, wait, that was with you. Oh, the Vibe 2025.
Yeah.
Basically the whole world's gone to hell in a handbasket, and I'm like, let's have some post-apocalyptic punk and some other, shows that really like songs that really kind of capture that vibe. So things like Hostile Government Takeover. We're in the middle of a hostile government takeover.
Who does that?
I can't remember. Vinny, my name is Todd, and Vinny Marchant, I think.
What? How old's that song?
Oh, it's new.
It's not that old.
It's new. Oh, yeah. It's literally as a response.
You've got to listen back to that episode, I think. I think you'd need to.
Oh, there's some really poppy post-apocalyptic songs, and you're like, oh, wow, the content is really depressing, but it's quite catchy.
I guess, What Is It Good For is a pretty good dancing song.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've also had obscure and maybe not so obscure retro footy songs.
That is a genre I've never heard of.
And plays all these old
from the sporting
up
record.
There, Kazali. Well,
yeah, all the old sports.
That's about the only one I know.
I was just at a function the other day, and we're talking about Jacko Jackson. I'm an individual. I've got that 7-inch vinyl with, and it's a picture cover too. So there you go.
Probably in his footy shorts or something.
Yeah, of course, it's Jacko.
So crazy stuff like that. But yeah. John A. Tate had a record shop. So he does record fairs, but he's also a writer and does a lot of done a fantastic music trivia book, little book thing, and he does trivia nights.
Nice. Yeah,
it's
fascinating. Love me some
trivia. Yeah. Well, yeah.
As ever. So do I,
as we've just found out.
I've heard. That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, I reckon it's time.
But yeah, we're going to go to the next song. But if you do want to make a donation, we've got $351 to go. Rotations is a fantastic addition to the 3CR program of shows for so many reasons. So give us a call, 9419 8377, if you want to pledge a donation, and we will read you out on air. So if you've got a note to someone, a loved one, a not so loved one, you want us to sing happy birthday or something like that, just call the number or text in. So 9419 8377 or 0488 809 855. But in the meantime, we are going to, and as I said, the theme for the songs today is radio. So the next song we've got is Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles. And of course, we had to have this one.
Yeah. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM. Visit the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au/podcast to hear the most recent recording from each show, or 3cr.org.au/streaming to listen live.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
Aloha, Wumanjaka, and hello.
Buenos dias.
3CR 855 AM.
Welcome to 3CR Community Radio, dear listeners.
Community Radio at 3CR in Melbourne.
3CR Community Radio.
3CR Radio.
3CR is community owned and operated.
3CR.
3CR.
Donate to the 3CR Radiothon fundraiser this June.
To donate, call 0394198377 or go online at 3cr.org.au.
It's your station, your voice.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rotations and our special Radiothon show. Here in the studio, we have myself, Meg, Joe, Ash, and Brendan. And just because we don't have enough people, we're now going to have on the phone Michaela. So,
Michaela,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, fantastic. You're on the air. How are you, Michaela?
Hello, Michaela.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Megan. Hi, Ash, Brendan, and Joe. I am calling in from Gadigal land and very pleased to be on the show to make a trip of five people now on air. So
Excellent, because we needed more people.
No, it's all good. More is more.
How's Excellent. It going?
It's great. And Michaela, we were talking before about what music means to us. What does music mean to you? Come on, Dallas.
Michaela did a show on May 25th, actually, so you can see what Michaela reckons there.
Yes. Aren't you glad you called, Michaela?
No, that's cool. Look, it means a lot, lol. I think what is really important is that with Rotations, it's a show that you won't hear the type of music. And I was listening back to what you were all saying before I came on there, that you won't hear anywhere else. You know, it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
It's like a cacophony of sounds. And what it is, it's like grassroots and independent. And what I really love about Rotation and the music that we showcase is how much local music gets played. Nice. And I really enjoy the themes that our guest hosts really get into, and I think that's what makes it a really special program. And as Joe said, it was really this show that just came about as a fill-in, and now we're in its fourth year. And it is a very popular program, and you know, it's sometimes really hard to get people into the roster, so I'm really proud of what the program has become, and it's really exciting to be a part of it. And to work alongside Joe and Brendan on a great program. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And,
And Michaela is so dedicated, that was a volunteer and staff member here at 3CR, and has had to leave this town, but they're still part of the family. They still do volunteering for 3CR in whatever capacity. And so anybody associated with 3CR has got the opportunity to go onto this program, Rotations, and have a bit of fun and make you smile so you can cope with when you're not smiling.
No, that's right. And sometimes in these times we are not smiling. And we do need music to comfort us.
Yeah.
I want to thank Michaela, Joe and Brendan for their dedication to keeping this show alive and to coordinating all of that background stuff that, you know, the listeners don't see, but they benefit from. And as a show host who just comes on to Rotations as a casual and enjoys it thoroughly, I really appreciate the work that you all do. I think it's fantastic. And you're right, Michaela, just having that that huge kind of variety of
of themes to our show. It's just, you know, as many people, we have as many themes. It's absolutely crazy. And you just don't see this on commercial radio. You just don't see those themes. And it's so lovely to see individual personalities come out in those rotation shows. I love to listen to it and you're like, what's going to happen on rotations this week?
What I love is that true to 3CR, a lot of our programmers choose protest as a theme for their show.
Yes.
I was just going back and like, especially, you know, with like, you know, there's people that have programmed rotations after being to one of the Palestine rallies on Sunday. They'll go to the rally and then come back to the station and present a show. And on that, one of my favorite protest shows is by our now current affairs coordinator, Karina Abel Alzileda, who did a program called Protest and Resistance, and it was all protest songs and songs of resistance in different languages, ranging from Arabic, Algerian, Spanish, Italian, French, Arabic, and a lot of songs from Palestinian lands as well, and some really amazing songs. And some with, like, you know, content warnings, which, like, I totally love, and that's totally the vibe there. So that's the kind of thing that comes on. I really love that. But I do just want to do a couple of shout-outs to some of the people who have done it. I know you've mentioned the names, but I just want to give more context to some of the incredible people who have donated. My beautiful friend Carla, who we've been friends for 20 years, but she is a union member for the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association in Gadigal Land. Also, Amy McMurtry, who was a former presenter and producer here at 3CR. Louis, who is a new friend that I've made on Gadigal Land, who does lots and lots of work with migrant communities. My beautiful friend Peter, who is a philosopher and so socially aware and animal rights lover, and David Vajavarian, who is an Armenian activist who has, like, definitely had a big focus on the Armenian genocide in 1915. And lastly, two more people, Sebastian, who actually was the person I had as a guest on the last show that I produced.
Yeah.
And lastly, Zero Scar, who is a queer local tattooist who has a shop in Kensington called Crucible, and it's queer run and queer owned and provides a safe space for queer and trans people to get some ink in a space that's non-judgmental. So, yeah, just want to put that out there. And to anyone that's listening, if you want to keep creating these spaces where media, where there's media that speaks to truth and challenges power, throw a few bucks to 3CR, either to our show or someone else's show, because it really, really does make a difference. And anyone who's listening out there, you can donate via 3cr.org.au/donate or call the station on 03-9419-8377. And thank you so much to everyone in the studio today for having such a great time. Really enjoyed listening to you there.
It's
fantastic.
A pleasure.
Thank you for those shout outs. It is all about community, inclusivity, and music. Both 3CR and also rotations. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for just having a chat to us. I think
can we
keep you on the line? Is that okay? We're gonna go to another song, but what we can do is have a chat to you afterwards, if that's all right. We can keep this camaraderie going with all five of us. This must be a record.
I like to back announce, we all had fun listening to an extra, was it a minute and a half of
Radio
killed the string section? It didn't kill the string section.
No, that's the thing. It always got faded out. We did that little extra bit. See, here at 3CR, we're all about making sure that the entire song is played.
Yeah, that was the actual album version.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference. Yeah, exactly.
That was a great track.
Yeah, we don't cut out voices.
It didn't fit onto a 7-inch single of 3 minutes and was it? What was the average 3 minutes of... Ash will probably look it up. The 3 minutes and 20 seconds that you could put on the single.
Yeah. But that's kind of... that's a song that's a bit anti-radio, really.
It kind of is, but it's also really boppy.
Yeah, because it's from the era when, MTV had just started.
Yeah.
And it was a big hit on MTV.
And wasn't that... Did you say it was the first song or something that was played? Or
it was the first hit to come from, I think. Something like that, yeah.
Because it challenged the norm of what radio was in the way of sell. Really, in the end, it was about selling music because it was MTV, you know. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was masquerading as entertainment, but it's selling.
Well, you know what?
Money for the commercial.
Radio's still here.
Try and stop us. And radio's still here because of you.
Yes. Exactly. You, dear listener. Correct. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go to the next one. We're going to keep Michele on the phone. And this next one is, I believe, picked by Ash.
It's
called Radio by Rammstein. Why did you pick this one?
Get ready, people.
Any excuse to pick Rammstein, I think, is a good one.
Weren't they in the news recently? Didn't someone cark it? From Rammstein?
Ash is going to look it up. We'll let you know after
I heard something.
Stay tuned till after this song to find out more.
And also, I think we need a language warning on this one. I'm not 100% sure, but I think
which
we
language?
Do.
Yeah, it could be
a language that's English and that we need to be warned about. Language warning.
That's good.
Language warning. All right, here we go. Radio by Rammstein.
Leise in die Hände singen, jede Nacht und wieder flieg ich
Throughout the month of June, we're asking you to support fierce, independent and community-controlled media by making a donation to our Radiothon.
We'll be taking donations online, over the phone and in the station to help keep 3CR going for another year. Come
together! To donate, go to 3cr.org.au, call the station on 03 9419 8377,
or drop in at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during business hours. Come together! 3CR, your station, your voice.
Welcome back to Rotations. This is our Radiothon show, and you were just listening to Radio by Rammstein, and that was a language warning. I hear language other than English.
It's better to be safe.
Exactly. So here we have Joe, Ash, Brendan, myself, Meg, and Michele on the phone, and we are having a chat about music and the history of Rotations, and we want you to make donations. Ash has just pledged a donation of $25.
Yep. $326 to go, folks, yep, to get our target so of $900.
$900. So $326 to go before we reach our target. If you want to call in and make a donation live on air, send us a shout out or whatever. The number is 94198377. That's 94198377. We have just over 10 minutes to go for Rotations.
Wow.
Can we get some donations?
Should we do another song? I don't know. Should we play another song? I mean, does the listener deserve it?
Yeah.
Are we going to shame the listener?
Do you want to have another song?
I mean, if someone
song,
put it, maybe we'll could donate quickly or text
exactly
us and come say,
on, we'll hold
get
you
it
to ransom.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to listen to us.
Hold you to Rammstein.
Yeah. Oh, no.
See what you did there. Please request another song. Yeah.
If you don't donate, Joe will make another pun.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They get worse.
We don't want that. Yeah.
I'm lucky I'm not a grandfather yet. Even worse.
Yes. Michele, do we have you on the phone? Are you live?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay.
He's just enjoying the banter.
Yeah, yes. You're just enjoying our high-level wit.
It's hard.
I just feel like I like to watch. I'm just like a fly on the wall. Right?
Chauncey. Michele Chauncey.
We've got a few people here who love to gab, so yes. Okay. Yes, all right. And Michele, apparently you want a photo of us for the socials. Is that right? We'll grab that for you. It's a pity you can't be in it.
I'll just do Photoshop.
I was about to say, take a photo of yourself and Photoshop it in.
We don't need AI, mate. We got Photoshop.
It doesn't matter. Distance is not going to be a barrier. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. Distance isn't a barrier for radio, for 3CR presenters as well. We have people who do shows who aren't able to come into the studio and they still have their voice. That's part of the reason why 3CR is here. And, so how are we going, guys? How are we tracking? I reckon we've probably got room for one more song.
Yep.
Anything else we want to say about Rotations, about 3CR? Or actually, there is something I want to say. The really great thing about 3CR is that there are so many shows that are available online as podcasts. So if you love a show and you go, oh, I really like that show, let's go and listen to the back catalogue online.
Correct.
You can go and have a look and listen to them as podcasts. And it's amazing because there's so much content on the 3CR site generated by all of the hosts and 3CR presenters. So it's fantastic. Like, there's just so much content that 3CR produces.
Hey, Michele, what did you do with Sebastian the other week?
So with Sebastian, we did he just presented a DJ mix that went for about 50 minutes.
Yep.
And so I really love doing those shows because there's minimal input from me.
Always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less effort. In a good way, because I produce the shows remotely. So, to be fair, I record all my stuff like the old COVID days in like a cupboard, soundproof with mattresses and stuff. But it works really well.
Yeah,
but I think
exactly.
For me, I enjoy doing the mixes, with people that I know and other activists, because it gives them a platform to get their music out there. So that's what I really enjoy about that. And Sebastian is a music producer and a writer and an artist, so it was really wonderful to give them a platform to be able to showcase the music they're producing, and they have an upcoming EP coming out later on this year.
Okay.
So, that's what I really love about Rotations as well. And like you were saying, Meg, if people want to listen to any of the podcasts, they can head to 3cr.org.au/rotations to get the back catalogue and archives of all our previous guest hosts.
So many fantastic shows on there. I've been going through that back catalogue. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah, great. I reckon we probably got another.
Hang on, we've been interrupted. Hot off the press.
Someone's coming to the studio.
This is a very generous. Thanks very much, Paul, for your generous donation to Rotations and to the 3CR 2025 Radiothon. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. That was just getting that one would just make it worthwhile for us being here for the entire hour. So thanks so much, Paul.
Oh, fantastic.
Just one more little comment. I know it's always one more little comment, but one of the anonymouses has now said that it's okay for me to say who they are. But it is my mum who is the first time
that's why.
Donor to 3CR and Radiothon. And, you know, I've been at 3CR for over 13 years or whatever. So
thanks,
that
mum.
Was really special for mum. Yeah. To donate to our program. So a big shout out to her mum, who's basically just in the other room, but yeah.
That's okay. We love mum.
Thanks, mum. Grazie.
Excellent. So what's our new total, Joe? Do you want to read that out?
Means the new total is, who's good at mathematics?
Just up on there.
Oh, wow.
It's been updated.
$201 to go. That's fantastic.
$201 to go on the show.
We got six minutes.
Although we probably
Madison's already pushing the door open.
Madison. We've been talking about Madison. Yeah. Yes.
She's going to do a pretend rotations episode on Queer in the Air. I don't know.
Madison is going to be spruiking radiothon, I'm sure, with as much aplomb as Madison usually does. So, yes, absolutely. I reckon we probably got room for one show. Is there any last-minute things that we want to talk about, shout-outs or whatever?
That's right.
Okay, I reckon we've probably got room for one more song, and we're going to do This Is Radio Clash by The Clash, one to end with. Thank you, Michele, for being online, and thank you to Joe, Ash, and Brendan for coming online.
Megan.
It's been a great show.
Megan.
Thank you. I actually panelled okay.
Fantastic.
Stick around. Queering the Air is going to be on with Madison, and this is Radio Clash.
And probably another cast of a few.
Yeah, a cast of thousands.
You're lining up.
Thanks, guys. We love having you.
Ciao, Michele.
Bye.
See you, everyone. Happy Radiothon.
Yay.
All programs. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuman Army surplus or refusing all the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Yeah! An urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm. This is Radio Clash tearing up the Seven Veils. This is Radio Clash, we save us, not the whale. The mushroom cloud. This is great.
your crush using oral.